Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, this is Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday where Angel and I take time and answer questions that you've sent in. We've got quite a list today, so we better jump in on it, babe.
Before we do that, there's a couple of announcements I'd like to make. One is I turned 60 years old. Big milestone. And
don't look a day older than me.
Thank you, Joe. But the other one is we've kind of gotten delayed in a couple of our projects. My mother passed away, she had a long battle with Parkinson's disease. And so she passed away, and it was certainly a difficult time, but she's out of pain now. And we had a wonderful celebration of her going home.
Yes, we did.
But that's, if you haven't seen us as much, that's probably why. We have been
busy.
Very busy. So, third news, the most important of them all.
I was wondering when this was going to get dropped.
I'm going to be a grandma. Yeah. Okay. That's right. Finally. Finally.
Have mercy.
Yes. So I'm so excited about that. All right, Joe, let me jump in here now that I've given all of our personal news. Okay. Joe, my wife was hurt in the past and continues to ask me if I love her. I do, but my very best to tell her multiple times per day, but it doesn't seem like it's ever enough. How do I get this across to her?
I'll let you start with that. You're the female.
Sometimes there's a deep wound in somebody that is a hurt from maybe the parent, the rejection that they felt before.
Yep.
And really, you can't feel it.
It says nothing to do with you. This is coming up out of her past.
Yeah. So as Joe would put it to words, he would say she's somewhere got a hole in her heart. And the only thing that can fill it is truly God. I wouldn't hesitate to recommend some counseling for her, though. Yeah. I mean,
make sure it's Christian counseling, not some goofy thing.
Yeah, but I have a friend, and we've been friends for years, and she had been molested when she was a child, and there's such a wound in her, and there are triggers, and I watch her, and it's like, you know, you go around the school of the spirit, and it's like, let's do another lap because we didn't learn that time. We're going to have to take another lap. We didn't learn that time. And I've seen her come so close to pressing into God and so close to moving beyond that. But there's just something right there that she doesn't seem to be able to. And I don't know that that's going to happen without some counseling, because it hasn't worked in the relationship she's had. They've never fulfilled that. And I kudos to you, sir, for trying and for giving her all the love that you can. Don't stop. I mean, being steady is
don't
the
be
best
frustrated thing. Just keep doing it.
Yeah, and being steady is the best thing that you can do.
There's just, the devil's a liar. He's always trying to dig up. The devil lives in your past. If he can get you in your past, you're dead meat. You'll never win. God's in our future. God orders our steps, directs our paths. God's in all truth, shows things to come. Tomorrow's going to be better than today. We're going faith to faith and glory to glory. The devil lives in our past. If you try to go 5 minutes, 5 seconds in your past, you're dead. God doesn't live in your past. He lives in your future. So just got to keep being positive with her. And if you got a great church that's got some good counseling, just go in and talk. She needs what we call revelation. It's not information, it's revelation. Hey, babe, your past doesn't matter anymore. I don't care who's tried to hurt you, who's tried to do something. It doesn't exist anymore. They have no authority over you. You know, your future's great. God loves you just like you are. So just got to get some great counsel, a good church would be our best recommendation.
Yeah, I think it makes me sad because I see a lot of people deal with this.
A lot of people. You're not alone. A lot of people.
And renewing your mind is a part of that too.
Yes.
How do you renew your mind? Really, a basic principle is to stop listening to the voice in the world and start replacing it with the word.
Yes.
This is what the word says about me. This is what you have to replace it with. And, you know, when I was going through divorce, I would sometimes have to say 100 times a day, all I can do is work on me. It's all I can do. All I can do is work on me. I can't fix anybody else, but I can work on me. And it took a while from that to sink from here to here, yep. But it did eventually. But like I said, I'd have to say it over and over and over again. So
let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You got to talk to yourself,
man. And I would put up cards,
yes,
everywhere about what the word says about me, about being accepted in the beloved. Yeah. There was a guy that I knew that it worked for me one time, and nobody has a perfect childhood. You know, there's only one perfect parent, and none of us here are that.
That's right.
So, so I think that there's a guy that I knew though, and he was such an overachiever, and that was how he got his acceptance, was from overachieving. And every time I would see him, it would just come up in my heart. Every time I'd see him, I could just see this little boy, and I'd want to hug him and say, "You're accepted in the beloved.
You don't
You're
have to
accepted.
Do it anymore.
You're accepted.
You're fine, just like you are."
Yeah. And so, you know, just apply the word, get her involved in church.
I used to tell our man, we do the men's meeting, I said, "God loves you warts and all. You don't have to prove anything to God. God loves, we are accepted in the beloved. God loves us just like he knows everything about us and things we don't know about ourselves. And God still loves us, still sent his son for us. God loves us just like we are." But it's got to get it's a revelation. You got to understand, God loves us just like I'm not to prove anything to anybody. I don't. But until you get that, you constantly think, well, I need somebody to hug my neck, pat me on the back. No, I'm not a puppy dog. I don't need to be patted on the back. So it's a real thing, but there is a way out.
Yeah, there is. Okay, Joe, I'm sure you've heard this before, but I'm tired of being the bad cop to my kids. Their dad always gets to be the fun one, but he avoids the discipline part. When I try to be fun, the kids don't receive it because they are used to me always being the disciplinarian. It seems so unfair.
It's not fair.
This goes back to the beginning of time.
It does. Way, way, way back.
If you ever look at the Proverbs woman, you just think, what did he do? Sat at the gate and looked good. I mean, I'm doing everything else.
Yeah.
I'm running.
She's doing all the work.
Yeah, I'm running the businesses, taking care of everything.
Running 5 businesses, doing all the stuff, giving all the answers, getting up early, staying up late. Like, ooh, need to marry a woman like that.
I will tell you, you did.
I did. I'll tell you before God, I did.
Well,
I'm a blessed man.
And this is a role many, many, many women take on. As long as you're doing it in love and you're not yelling and screaming and going crazy, they will respect you, and they will come to you when there's a problem. They'll come to you when there's a challenge. But listen,
avoid the you always, you never, you should have, you could have. Don't take a kid into their past. That's cheating. And a lot of moms do that. Here you are again. You've done this again. Don't ever take them into the past. They don't have a time machine. They can't change what they've done. Stay in their future.
Well, and also, when I worked with teenagers for many, many years, one thing I learned is if you try to get onto a kid or discipline a kid without establishing a relationship, you promote rebellion.
Whoa.
And so just make sure you establish the right relationship. If you've made mistakes, we all have.
Yes, sir.
Say, no, I'm sorry. I wasn't wrong. I've handled some things wrong. I'm going to try to get better, and I want you to try to get better too. And let's work on this together.
Truth will set you free.
Yeah. And then try to, I would take my son on a date every once in a while. And I,
brilliant idea.
Yeah. And my ex-husband would take my daughter on a date. And, we would go to movies and, you know, just have a really good time, go bowling. My kids, we went to a bowling phase, a long bowling phase. And we just would have fun. And I think sometimes moms forget about that. Like I have a friend that's more serious, and she says, "I don't know how to have fun like you do." I said, her son was in college at this time. I said, "I'll tell you what, when your son comes home tonight, tell him I'll race you around the block one time, but I got to get a little bit of a head start because he's really tall." And they did, and they were laughing and all, and came back, and they jumped in their pool, and were having a good time. And I said, it's not that hard. It's easy. It doesn't take a lot. I used to say to my kids, we'd be in Walgreens, and I'd say, they'd say, Mom, can I have blah, 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 whatever it was. And I'd say, you hear this song? If you'll dance with me through this song, you can get it. And so then we'd all start. So to this day, my kids will break into dance at any given minute. But so just, you know, it doesn't have to be that big of a deal. You don't have to plan a trip to Disney World. Just have fun where you are. Sit down and play a game. Just change the schedule, you know. It's not that hard to be fun.
No, it's not.
I love having fun. Okay. But I do. Oh, wait, let me back up. I do think it is unfair for you to carry all of that. I do think you need to sit your husband down and say, we're going to have to set some boundaries on this, because that's not fair for me to carry this whole load by myself.
Nope.
That is very unfair.
Share the truth.
Now, I was a single mother, so I had to do that. But yeah, that's not how God intended it to be, between a husband and a wife. Joe, in a very busy life, how do you prioritize date night? We work all day, have kids and activities, and it's like our relationship has been put on the back burner.
Well, sure it has. I remember when I had my first child, I went to the bottom of the food chain. When I had my second child, I went below the bottom of the food chain. Third child, I wasn't on the food chain anywhere at all. I thought, what's going on? And so you got to do it on purpose. You can't wait till everything's paid and the weather's perfect and the kids are obedient and the rooms are clean and the homework's done. You can't wait for a perfect moment. It's never going to happen. So somebody told me, if you just go once a week, now this will stretch it, once a week, just to a local, you know, coffee shop, get a cup of coffee. It's not expensive. Hey, well, today a cup of coffee is, but one time it wasn't. Go, hey, let's go get a cup of coffee. We'll just sit for 30 minutes and talk. Then we'll come back home. You get a babysitter for an hour. Get him baby anywhere, babysitter for an hour. Sure, you can afford that. And just go away. And you just get some time for yourself. I told Angel, I remember our first bitch, I got so mad. I've been trying to get my wife to give some ideas. We're doing some seminars. And she said, well, Joe, it'd be good if we spent some time together ourselves. So we spend time all the no, just you and I. I said, we've gone out together. When's the last time? It'd been 7 years since we'd been on a date. And so I thought, well, I got to fix this. So she went in the living room with the kids. It was summertime. So I went in the kitchen, made her a cup of hot tea. She didn't like coffee. My wife didn't like coffee. And so I made me a cup of coffee, her a cup of hot tea, went out on the porch. I told the kids, we're going to have for 30 minutes. Don't come out here unless you're bleeding to death. Do not come out here. So we went on the porch, sat in a rocking chairs, drank her coffee, drank her tea, didn't say a word to one another for 30 minutes. This rock, I thought, you know, I don't think I've ever been out on my porch.
Meanwhile, you had eyeballs like against the window,
the door behind us, but we never turned around and looked. And so 30 minutes went by and she said, hey, we need to do this again. I said, yeah. So our first 5 or 6 dates were out on the porch with a cup of hot tea and a cup of hot coffee. We didn't hardly say 2 words, but we had some time alone just to relax, just to take a break. So eventually we started dating. So start wherever you are.
I used to say, in my first marriage, when my kids were little and I was in a busy time like that, I used to say, let's drive home slow and pretend like this is a vacation.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Yeah, you have to just make a point of it, you know?
Yes.
So,
but it can be done.
It can be.
You're not the only one going through this, guys. You got to realize we're all human. We're on the same planet. We're dealing with the same devil, and he's trying to bust up every marriage. You know, he does the same thing, but we've been promised victory, so we need to apply it.
Yes. Guys, thank you so much for being with us today. We love you, and thanks for everybody that gave to our Brazil project.
Yes. It went
great.
It was tremendous.
It was awesome. And as a matter of fact, if you're on a emailing list, you should be getting an email about that.
Yeah.
But thanks so much for your participation in that, because lives were changed.
Yes, they were, permanently.
And we love you very much, and y'all have a great day.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.